From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiators gathered at a long-awaited climate conference in Paris. They've released the final draft of an ambitious plan to slow global warming following almost 2 weeks of strenuous negotiations. The text released early Saturday still must receive final approval from the delegates of the more than 190 nations gathered at the conference, but diplomats expect that to come as early as this afternoon. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius spoke through a translator.
Each country will not obtain everything it wanted, but we recognize that with 196 parties, we knew from the very outset that if everybody had wanted 100% of its wish list to be fulfilled, our collective efforts would have amounted to zero.
Fabius also said the text would be legally binding and sets five-year reviews of national plans for curbing global warming. He also said it would include at least $100 billion in annual climate change financing for developing countries. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hailed the proposal.
The end is in sight. Let us now finish the job. The whole world is watching. Billions of people are relying on your wisdom. The time has come to acknowledge that national interests are best served by acting in the global interest and solidarity.
That's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Moscow Tuesday for talks on keeping the Syrian peace process on track. Ahead of the trip, the United States says it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia is now supporting a Western-backed Syrian opposition group engaged in a joint operation with the Syrian army against the Islamic State. On Friday, Putin downplayed U.S. beliefs about Russia's airstrikes in Syria, instead saying Moscow provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting Syrian government forces. Putin said extremists pose a clear threat to Russia, and he warned the military will immediately destroy any targets threatening its forces in Syria. Iraq is asking the UN Security Council to demand Turkey immediately and unconditionally pull its troops out of northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appealed to the Security Council on Friday. He said Turkey has been given a time limit to withdraw its troops and not to close the door to dialogue. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sent more troops into Iraq last week, saying the additional soldiers are needed to protect the trainers from Islamic State terrorists. Women in Saudi Arabia are voting for the first time in municipal elections that will also feature the country's first women candidates for local council seats. Men and women began entering segregated polling stations across the country beginning at 8 a.m. local time Saturday when voting officially got underway. This change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Campaigning has not been easy for women candidates. Saudi Arabia has strict rules of segregation of the sexes, so female candidates cannot address male voters unless there's a partition. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire in a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul that killed at least six people, including four police. Several other people were wounded in the attack that began Friday and continued into Saturday. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several victims. At least 20 dead bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital Saturday, a day after gunmen launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital. The bodies were found in Bujumbura's Nyakabiga neighborhood. It was not immediately clear who killed the people. One eyewitness told the Associated Press some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. U.S. President Barack Obama says he knows Americans are asking what they can do in the wake of the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.